Ryan Ryder here for Main Event Radio. Kevin Owens is your new WWE Universal Champion. His trainer from Montreal, the infamous Mountie Jacques Rougeau, and we have him on the line right now joining us to celebrate the new Universal Champion in WWE from Quebec, Kevin Owens. And Rougeau, how proud are you of Kevin becoming the new champion?
I trained him for his first five years in the business. And I'm not really that close to him today, because we took separate ways. But for 5 years, when he was 14 years old, he came into my wrestling school, and I knew I discovered something really nice there.
Did you know from the beginning that he had the potential to become as big as he has become now?
Absolutely. He was the type of guy who understood faster than the average, you know. And even some of my lessons for him were like a little boring. He wanted to move on, but the average of the guys in my class were going at a certain speed, and I had to respect that. But Kevin was always like ahead of the other, you know. So yeah, I knew he had something special. I really did.
What are your memories of those 5 years of your time having been the trainer for Kevin Owens back in the day?
Well, you know, I've been organizing wrestling shows in Quebec, throughout Quebec, for like almost 20 years now. And Kevin Owen was actually Kevin Steen with me. His real name is Kevin Steen, and that's how he introduced himself at 14 years old. And he became quickly a star on my shows. And actually, I was touring in the province of Quebec, and although he wasn't a big guy, he was a very acrobatic, and he had a style of his own. He had a lot of charisma. And he was a great part of my show. Like, I always knew when Kevin would go in the ring that we'd have a good match. So that does a lot, I guess.
Well, he was the kid Kevin Steen with the moonsault that he used to do.
Exactly. That was wonderful. He's the first one that brought it actually into the class. You know that he was watching wrestling on TV anyway, so he was getting some moves, But he was, you know, in life it's like that. You have some guys that my father always told me that there's three kind of guys: the guys that are in the parade, and the guys that watch the parade go by, and then the other guy who doesn't know there's a parade. So I'll tell you what, Kevin Steen, I got to tell you that he was in the parade from the first day he walked in my class, and 5 years later performing in my shows. I knew he was going to become a big star, but you know what? It didn't happen easily. And I want to give him the credit that he just took off and left on his own, and I never helped him on the road or nothing. He did it all on his own. He went to Japan. A lot of credit goes to that guy. And as a matter of fact, if I would say something really that I feel like saying is, looking at Kevin Steen, I guess, was looking at myself in the mirror when I was 16 years old.
It's like watching your baby. You nurture them, and then you let them go off on their own and become a full-grown adult, and then now to achieve the success that he's gotten.
And it's a wonderful day, anyway, for Quebec right now, and we're all celebrating at my wrestling school with a great reputation for my wrestling school. So, because I also helped a lot of guys to go in the WWF and WWE, and Pierre Perwallet actually was one of them that I introduced and brought with me, and we had a great time, like, you know, three times World Tag Team Champions. So that was a great time, and we were practicing in my school, and so my school has produced a lot, and I realized a lot of dreams to a lot of kids when they come to my school, because I put them in my shows after, and they make them wrestle in front of 4,000 and 5,000 people. So, you know, all my shows are sold out for the last 5 years, and it's amazing. And so they're living the real thing. And on a smaller scale, instead of having like 12, 15,000, they have 5,000. But when you, it's not, 5,000 is not like wrestling in front of 50, you know, or 100 in a small league. So when you get up and 5,000 people, you come out of the curtains with the smoke that we have and the special effect that makes it look like, because I got to tell you, being part of the WWF for 10 years, I picked up a few tricks here and there, you know, to put in my shows. And so the shows are really like professional. So when you have 5,000, a sold-out place, and you have a lot of good atmosphere and a lot of great workers, and it makes it a great show. And like I said before, you know, for Kevin Owen, for me, we're very proud.
When is your next event?
My next event is on the 27th of December in Mont-Laurier, Quebec, and on the 28th of December in Val-d'Or, Quebec. Those are my next two shows. And then in Granby in the spring on the 27th of May. But that'll be all on jacquesrougeau.com if people want to go see my website and stuff. Thank you very much.
No problem. And then if a young kid is interested in learning the fundamentals of professional wrestling, I guess they also go to jacquesrougeau.com?
Yeah, and they'll go into contacts. They'll find my email, which is jrougeau@jacquesrougeau.com. And then they write to me personally, directly. I answer them back. I speak with the parents and stuff like that. It's really fun. But we have all kinds of people that call. I have people that are 50 years old that call me and start working out just for the fun of it. They want to see how far they can go, and it's amazing how far they do go. And then I have people that are 30 that know it was a dream of their lives. And then I have people, I have kids that come at 9 years old. I have kids that come in at 7 years old. They say, "You're too young. Go back." But you know, but it's amazing to see the size and the different. What's just fun is when I do have a class, is I have bigger guys, smaller guys, and I mix them all up together. And at the end of 6 months later or 9 months later, when the smaller guy manages to manipulate the bigger guy without hurting him, and making it look fantastic, and making him look strong, and the other one look weak. And then it's fun, because in wrestling you're not always going to meet a guy the same size of you or the same height, and so you have to learn to work with be versatile, you know, to work with bigger guys, small guys, midget, giant, and the whole tralala. But anyway, story short, it's a great place to discover yourself, and I enjoy teaching people how good they are, because most of the people that come to my school can't imagine they'll be doing what they're doing a month later. They always tell me, I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe I did this, you know. And so it's fun. It's a great experience for them, and it's fun for me.
Ryan Ryder on the line with the trainer of champions, Jacques Rougeau. You mentioned Pierre Caroulette. Are you still in touch with him at all?
On Facebook, here and there, we salute. I met him last year at the gym, but then again, you know, we're separate lives, but good friends, you know, no problem, and good memories. And when you become a world tag team champion and represent Quebec for like almost a year, going through the 1-2-3 kid and another one, I can't remember who was the tag team partner then, and there was the Moms, the Men on the Mission, then there was the Smoking Guns, and we went through a lot of teams, and for a whole year we won and lost our belt three times. And when you do that, you mark wrestling. The same thing that Kevin Owens is doing right now, and that I hope that my son, and my older son for now, and my younger one, Emil, later. I got a younger son, who's 16 years old and weighs 250. He's 6'2". Mm. Amazing. He's what a great wrestler he is. He's been wrestling. He's 16. He started at 9 years old. And then I have Cedric now going on the 29th of September for the tryout. And with Sébastien Desiel, another one of my students, they're having a tryout, so we're working out like crazy now at Jacques Rougeau's wrestling school, and we're training hard, and we're aiming to have a chance, another Quebecer, and especially my son, for me personally, it would be the fourth generation of the Rougeau family.
So your son Cedric Rougeau and Sébastien Desiel, another trainee of yours, a WWE Performance Center tryout the 29th of September. How did that come about?
That came about last year, actually 2 years ago. I was at the Comic-Con side by side with my good friend Hulk Hogan, and we had spent the whole weekend together at the Comic-Con, and finally I had my son there with me doing promo for my shows and stuff, and then Hulk just came face to face with my son, and his eyes were facing my son's nose, and so then he looked up a little higher, and then he said, "Jesus Christ," and then looked at me, and he said, "Are you sure you're the father?" And I said, "Yeah, that's my son." And you know, he weighs 315. He's 6'7". But the amazing. So anyway, long story short, is he contacted a couple of guys over there, and we got in touch. We met with Triple H Steve Regal. Yeah, mm-hmm. We met Steve Regal and Triple H And from then on, he introduced us to the passed the word on down after he saw us and met us at the Bell Center. And then next thing you know, we got an email, and it was saying, "You're invited to the the school and all that." And we were all very excited. And last year, it happened last year, actually, in April. Not this year, but last year. It was amazing, because he had his tryout set out for September, like this year, September 26th, I think it was last year. And 2 weeks before the tryout, he was up on my top rope doing a 450, and he broke his leg, and his bone came out of
him. Oh, no.
2 weeks before the tryout last year, and Sebastian Diesel was ready to go. We were all pumped up, ready to go, and finally, boom, that happened. And so he was 6 months, he couldn't walk, and then 3 months of physio, and then now for the last 3-4 months, we've been going at it again in the ring, and we're starting now. We managed to get back where we were, and so we're ready to go. And it's still a month away, and I'm starting to really whip them bad.
Do you still get in there and wrestle with your son?
Oh yeah. And but the fun part is to see a guy like Sebastien Desiel. I remember his name because I honestly believe that he has a 9.5 total package. So it's good. But you'll see this guy. He comes into my ring now, and like last night we were training, and I had one of my guys that are usually in my school just training here and there and doing my shows, and so I asked him. I said, "You want to come and train Sebastien? You know, he's coming in tonight. You know," and he asked me for last minute training. So he gets in the ring, and we spent 30 minutes, and he had my other wrestler, excuse my expression, but giving everything out of his stomach back into the ring there.
Oh.
that he ate about 3 hours ago.
Oof.
But when he got up of puking on the floor, he got up, and then he looked at me, and he looked at Sebastien in the ring, and he says, "You guys are monsters." He says, "I can't believe how much you're in shape." Wow. And then he says, "I'm sorry, guys, I got to quit." And so it's the first time I see Sebastien, because we've been training for a long time, but I've been upgrading his training all the time, not realizing how much he's been getting better. So now I got to practice with him on Thursday night, and I'm bringing two guys, because one guy is not enough.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe they'll end up being the next guys in NXT.
And we're what he told me? He says, "Jacques," he says, "the fact that you're bringing me down there at the training center, NXT," he says, "my dreams have come true." He says, "whatever happens out of that," he says, "I'll be happy with myself. At least I will have made it to the tryout place." And so it's a guy that doesn't put pressure on you. He doesn't put pressure on himself. He's a very serene guy. He's calm in his mind. He's really somebody that I hope you get to meet one day. And you'll see there's some guys in business that are good in show, good in sports, not so good on the top or on the mic, or very, very talented, but not too intelligent, or this or that. But you take this guy, Sebastien Desiel, and you put them all together. You put that guy in a suit there, and it's the total package. You speak with him, he speaks well, he's bilingual, I hope you get to meet him.
I can't wait to see him then. I did see your son Cedric 2 years ago at the Comic-Con, and I remember the moment with Hulk Hogan where he first took a look at him, and he's like, "Wow."
Yeah, he came out of the curtains there. That was wild, wasn't it?
Yes.
And then from then on, it was like he had a weakness. He had the same weakness for my son that Triple H has for Kevin Owens. Triple H is the boss of the WWE, and he's got a little weakness for Kevin. He likes him a lot. And I got to tell you something. When he was in my school, I had a little weakness for him, too. He's a kind of kid. That's why I called him the kid, actually, when he was wrestling for me. Because he was like a little pup, you know, a little pup that can't defend himself, you know, but trying to... He had this something that's likable about him. And so it was like I see... The relationship I had with him for 5 years, now I see it, the same relationship with him and Triple H.
There's just something about him, Kevin Owens / Kevin Steen. He's just got the it factor.
I like that.
Yeah. And he must have gotten some of it from you.
Stop it. Stop it. I have enough to brag about.
Yeah. Don't want to build your ego too much now.
Yeah. I'll tell you. It's a great thing that happened, and I'm very proud for him, and like I said, proud of our school, proud of all his partners that work with him in the ring. Sebastien Desiel was the class right after him, actually. He's been with me for...
That long? Oh.
Sebastien's been with me for 15 years.
Oh.
But training every week.
Mm-hmm.
15 years. And that says a lot.
So he's ready for his break now. He's
Jesus Christ, yeah. But not only that, he's got talent. He's got talent, the guy. He has a way of working. You know what? He's one of my best... guy who could really show any professional wrestler that it could have a great match, an exciting match, and a physical match, without hurting your opponent at all. So guys who walk into the ring and work with him, they love it, because when they walk out of the ring, it's like they're in one piece, they're intact, and they're ready to wrestle again the next night. And mm-hmm. when you're wrestling with guys like when I was wrestling 25 nights a month, you like to be able to come out of the ring and think, I can't wait for tomorrow, have another good time.
Yeah.
And Sébastien Desiel is one of those guys.
So my last question for you is, Kevin Owens, now the WWE Universal Champion, where do you feel he will rank in the all-time great Quebec champions? You think of Édouard Carpentier, Yvonne Robert, Johnny Rougeau, Raymond and Jacques, the Quebecers, all the great names that have come out of Quebec over the years, Rick the Model Martel. Where do you feel that that Kevin will rank amongst the great Quebec champions?
Okay, I love the question. I really do. Now I got to answer you as a professional. I will talk to you in 6 months from now.
Okay.
Because if he loses his title in 1 week from now, don't ever compare him to my Uncle Johnny or Edward Carpent.
Yeah.
Or to, you know what I mean? Or even to the Jacques Rougeau and Raymond Rougeau mm-hmm. and the Quebecers and all that good stuff. But if he, now he's proven already, he's become the Intercontinental Champion, and that's really something exceptional. Now he became the World Champion. You know what? I'm gonna have to go to say... He's definitely going to be the hottest thing Quebec has had in many, many, many years.